is Stephanie. Je m'appelle Stephanie. My name is Stephanie.
Moi, elle est Stephanie. Moi, j'aime radio WGSC 90.7 FM Eka.
I'm Cheryl Kay, host of the Jazz Disturbance and Situation Fluxus on WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in the Hudson Valley of New York. Your community radio station has served Greene and Columbia counties and listeners around the world for 11 years. We've given to you, and now we're asking for you to give to us. Our winter 2022 pledge drive begins Sunday, March 6th, through Friday, March 18th, and we need your financial support. Make your recurring donation or one-time donation by visiting wgxc.org/donate or call area code 518-697-7400 as we continue to build a base of monthly sustaining support. Why? So we can continue to bring you uninterrupted, unbridled news, commentary, and music for years to come. WGXC.org/donate or 518-697-7400. Make your pledge of support to Creative Community Radio for open ears. WGXC.
It's Carlene Murphy of Lille Litton Haitian Cultural Program. WGXC is now 10 years old as a community radio. Your support has sustained WGXC through the years, and a continuing monthly donation of any amount will earn you a sustaining supporter spot, assuring WGXC sustainability. Go ahead, be a sustaining supporter. You like it. WGXC gagne bien 10 ans comme une radio communauté avec support WGXC duré pendant toute année sa yo. Continuez yon don chaque mois nan n'importe façon à fourvini yon supporter durable et puis la garantie durabilité par WGXC. An allez, viens nous supporter. Ou après mail.
Now, from Survival comes an economical do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Civil defense approved and easy to assemble. Takes just a weekend.
Get maximum protection from nuclear fallout for your family.
See a Survival shelter today.
Wavefarm's WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lauren Jones of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that Governor Kathy Hochul said March 3rd that New York is ready to welcome any refugees from the war in Ukraine. Department of Homeland Security officials earlier in the day approved special refugee status for nationals leaving the country amid the Russian invasion. New York State is already home to the largest Ukrainian community in the United States, including a small group in Jewett in Greene County. Now more than a million people are leaving Ukraine to escape Russian troops. Hochul said, and I quote, "Russia's unjustified and unprovoked attack on the sovereign and democratic country of Ukraine has led to human rights abuses, senseless violence against innocent civilians, and an unprecedented humanitarian crisis that has created more than 1 million refugees in only a week," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "As I've said before, with the Statue of Liberty standing tall in our harbor, New York stands ready to open our arms and provide a safe haven to all Ukrainians," end quote. Afghan refugees have already been moving into the Hudson Valley after the collapse of the government there and the takeover by the Taliban. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Steve Hughes reports for the Times Union that Albany County Redistricting Commission is beginning its process with the first of four public meetings on March 8th. The commission needs to draw new maps for the 39 legislative districts. Commission member Thomas Kilgan said, and I quote, "The more we can get people aware and interested, the better off we'll be," end quote. The last three Albany County redistricting efforts led to federal lawsuits that claimed the maps discriminated against minority neighborhoods in the city of Albany under the Voting Rights Act. Albany County lost all three lawsuits as the maps were deemed discriminatory and taxpayers were forced to shell out $1.7 million. Legislator William Clay, head of the Legislative Black Caucus, said of the latest redistricting, and I quote, "We're watching that process, but we're watching from a distance." Read more about this story in the Times Union. TheUpstater.com prints a copy of LaFarge Holcomb's application for a mined land permit renewal. The Ravenna Cement Plant is proposing to modify the currently approved reclamation plan with different reclamation grading for the 12-acre life-of-mine area. The plan says LaFarge Holcomb would, and I quote, "return the area to natural meadow vegetation," end quote, that is next to Route 9W. Public comments on the proposal must be submitted in writing by April 1st to Patricia M. Gadriel, 1130 North Westcott Road, Schenectady, New York, 12306. You can find more information about the application at theupstater.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public news, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of rain after 5 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 35 degrees. And on Sunday, showers mainly before 1 p.m. with a temperature high near 63 degrees. And Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 39 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Survive All, one of the nation's leading manufacturers of fallout shelters, now combines sturdy steel with durable concrete block for
a civil defense approved basement type do-it-yourself fallout shelter.
Ensure protection for your family. See a Survive-All shelter today.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Gunel Reznikoff of Chatham, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Signal Hill, Newfoundland, Thursday morning, December the 12th, 1901.
Sono lieto di poter rievocare, in poche parole, le esperienze delle prime trasmissioni radiotelegrafiche a grandi distanze, da me felicemente eseguite attraverso l'Oceano Atlantico il 12 dicembre 1901. Queste esperienze provarono conclusivamente che la trasmissione e la ricezione delle onde elettriche non erano affatto limitate, come a quel tempo credevano tutti gli scienziati alle brevi distanze, bensì potevano essere utilizzate per le comunicazioni fra il vecchio ed il nuovo mondo.
Number 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Thank you.
solo un calujo ya. Jangle, jangle, jangle. Jina koni mo kumanga, sangaru kono kile bani ala te diala.
Rama is the name of the 2022 track there from Umari Sangari on the radio at WGXC.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9.
2022 new music there from Kamisi, Washington. That's The Garden Path.
Number 8.
Next, we hear from three legendary jazz performers. Peter Brotzman on reeds, Milford Grave on drums, and William Parker on bass. This is Sides C from their 2022 album, Historic Music Past Tense Future.
Thank you.
You're listening to the radio WGXC 90.7 FM. This is Peter Brotzman, Milford Graves, and William Parker right now. But we're standing by to pick up Fred Hampton Jr., Akuda, and Jerry in conversation with Seth Rodney, hosted by the Jack Shaneman Gallery and Hyper Allergic. We've got live radio for you in just a second. Stay tuned. Thank you.